Thomas More in Tower of London because he wouldn't subscribe to the oath of the king, who was demanding. This is the basis on the formation of Church of England, the divorce of Queen Catherine, the marriage to Anne Boleyn. He would not sustain it. And his moral authority was so strong, it was just thundering up and down Europe. And Henry VIII had to break him. Imagine in an arbitrary world where a person has life and death in their hands, coming right to his home, asking him to do it, and he would not do it. And the wife was so upset, and the daughter put him in the Tower of London. Come home. Every other noble of England has taken it. And Meg, his daughter, with whom he had a very special relationship, pled with him and said, Father, take this oath with your lips. Think otherwise in your heart. He takes his hands like this. He said, Meg, when you take an oath, you make a promise to God. Like water, if you ever open your fingers, you can never expect to find your life again. I cannot do this. And she could not argue with him. It was too compelling. She said, they'll take your life. He said, they will. They'll put me under the guillotine. You must leave. And in the trial, this is all true. I spoke up at the Thomas More College. I studied this. Most of the students didn't even know this story. The movie's very accurate in many, many regards, even though it's historical fiction, just like Gandhi is. In the court, he defended himself, and Richard Rich, who betrayed him, you know. And he looked at Richard Rich, who was his friend at one time, and said, Richard, what does it profit a man if he gained the whole world? What do they give you? Wells. But for Wells, he says to him. He pled with Thomas More one time to hire him. Hire me. No. Sir Thomas, I would be truthful. I would be faithful to you. Rich, you don't even own yourself. You couldn't be faithful so far as tonight. And that very night, Henry VIII's minister, Oliver Cromwell, tempted him. No. Oh, come on, Rich, I know you. What do you got? And then he grew a little depressed, like he betrayed his conscience. And Oliver Cromwell said to him, oh, you seem very depressed for a man that received such a huge favor. Oh, I just feel like I lost my innocence. Oh, you just noticed? You lost it a long time ago. I know you. You're manipulatable. See, the power of these stories and films is to inspire us that our voice comes from our integrity to our values, to our vows, whatever they may be. It inspires you. I've taken my kids through those to where they know them inside and out. We would just predict, what will Gandhi do, or what will Thomas More do? You know, the chariots of fire. What would he do in this situation when the king is right with him? What kind of a third alternative could he come up with? I hope you can see, my friends, that trustworthiness is the foundation of trust. And without trust, you can never go for third alternatives. And unless you go for a third alternative regarding vision, values, and goals, you can never change structures and systems. The cultural DNA of the past will dominate. And if you don't change structures and systems, you'll have to go back to the industrial model. You'll be the boss. You'll be dependent on formal authority. And then you'll run by rules, and your focus will be on efficiency. And you just want to control. And that's it. And that's the response to it. See, that's the lower path. What my pleading is there's two ways to humble people. One is the force of circumstances, The other is the force of conscience. The more the force of conscience governs your life, the more internal security you'll have, and the more you can take the higher road. If you do it through the force of circumstances, you probably will, when push comes to shove, give in and capitulate. No shared vision of values, misalignment, disempowerment, body, mind, heart, and spirit. And that's the industrial model's approach to those problems. Did you notice the first four things I did today? I started with this one, disempowerment, and everyone agreed, 95%. Then I went to this one, social friction. Then I had you point north, and then tried to establish the idea that that decision governs every other decision. And that this is the fruit of this old paradigm and skill set. Then I tried to get into the concept of a sequential process, slowly starting with yourself. It's inside out. The other one is outside in. Change the boss, change your spouse, quick fix. You're fragmented, you're not a whole person, and so forth. Okay, get into your little team and see if you can teach the two paths back and forth, okay? Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I can't tell you how satisfying it is to walk around and to hear the depth of understanding you've achieved this day. I'm serious about that. My friends, when is the best time to learn these things? When? Now for us, but when in life? When you're a child. Then you don't have to unlearn so much. Now, what if the family is dysfunctional? Where's the next place? School. What if you could have this taught both at home and at school? What if you could have a partnership between the two? A principal from North Carolina, the A.B. Coma School, called me the other day and said, "We have done this. We have a partnership, and we have trained all of these children, K through 5, 5 to 10-year-old kids, in this. This is their software now. Would you come and visit us?" I said, "I would love to." I came, 56 different nationalities. This is in North Carolina, where the technical group came together, Greensboro, those other triangle area. And these are the children of those people. 56 different nationalities. And they'd only had it for 18 months. 18 months, that's a year and a half. And they put on this assembly. Not one adult spoke. Only kids. I came in with two little children, walking down with all these children with their flags of their country and their native costumes on. And talking about it takes a world of differences to make a difference in this world. And then they showed me their mission statement, to live, to love, to learn, to leave a legacy, body, mind, heart, spirit. On a big plaque, about, I'd say, almost as large as that screen. 560 ceramic panels, all painted and blended in to this beautiful montage. Now, I did not develop any of these principles. You could find them in all six major world religions, in all philosophy that is endured. Very, very simple. But you are now living them.